you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. In today's show, we're going to talk about how to maximize finding good deals and using cashback sites to make a little bit of extra money to sweeten the deal up for you when you're investing in Legos. If you're listening to our show on the podcast, if you could please leave a positive review with honest feedback on whichever site that you're streaming this on. We'd really appreciate it. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into the show. Hey guys, if you've been watching the show, then you know that I'm really about just the data and crunching the numbers up there. So if you are looking to kind of crunch your numbers, and we're going to use this sheet a little bit just to maybe help you figure out a little bit of discounts, you know, maybe what you'd get for some of these different cashback sites. But if you want to check out the sheet, I have a sheet. You can get a copy of this. It's got all these different information on there. VIP points, shipping discounts, ROI, profit calculators, all the little important things that you guys need to make some better Lego investing decisions. So if you want to get that sheet, it is at brickflips.com/ROI. Again, it's brickflips.com/ROI. Let me just say, as far as, you know, getting any type of data, any type of numbers, you want to factor in some other things that maybe nobody's really talking about when they're kind of doing investing in certain things. There's certain costs to everything. There's, you know, the actual costs that you're paying for it. Maybe you have some sales tax you have to add tack on there. Maybe you have just what you want to figure out if you sell it on a particular marketplace, what the cost of that's going to be. And then you can use that to plug in your numbers. So in this one, you know, we went over, if you guys haven't seen, but really we just kind of went over some of the numbers in here, and this kind of helps you figure out what you're going to do. So the main number that you want to get down is always your buy cost, because you make your money on the buy. You actually want to find ways to reduce that if you can, whether it's hitting clearance up, whether it's just waiting for the particular sales that you might find, like Black Friday or Prime Day or whatever. You want to maximize it at that point. But another way is to actually get into cashback sites. One thing that you can do is we have a resource page on our website. It's if you go to brickflips/resources, this will bring you right over here. We have a product sourcing page. This is where a keeper is, you know, and some other different tools that we use for everything else. We also have operational stuff, just any type of running your business, you know. So if you have, you know, want to account, do some accounting, this is who we use and the tools that we use for that. But one of the other pages we do have is our rebate site. Now, this is where you can get cash back. These are all different sites. Now, full disclosure is if you click on one of my links here, I do get a small commission for that. But hopefully the value provided is really worth, you know, that for you. And you do actually get some discounts by using my link. You actually get some savings on there. So you want to check it out. But look at each one, you know, if you sign up on there. And also all these are going to be in the show notes as well. But if you go to our website in here, we got a few in here as well. And these are just different sites. So what happens is the stores, they actually pay for, the retailers will actually pay to have affiliate coming in there. So these sites, what they're doing is they're getting a percentage of that, and they're giving you that some percentage of what they would get for the store for bringing traffic to them. So if you're really just going to be buying something online, then why not just do a few extra clicks, sign up for a bunch of these programs. I use tons of them. I probably go through at least five or six, maybe even more than that, where I'm using them. Some people like to just use one of them and that's all they use, even if the things, but I like to make more money, so I don't really care. I'm always going to go after the ones that have more value in there. But really, what is it? So let's say you're shopping at lego.com and you go into Lego and you know that you want to buy a bunch of different sets in here. Maybe you know exactly what you're going to get in Lego. So what you want to do is, now they say to go to their website first and then click through from there. But it doesn't really matter. I do it all the time. I go to the website. I put everything in my cart. Then what I'll do is I'll come back and I will find, you know, one of the cashback sites that I'm already a member on. And what I'll do is they have a certain percentage that they're going to give you cash back on. Now, sometimes there's different things. So you might want to read all the terms that they have in there, because if you're going through Walmart or Target or some of the other stores that you can use cashback sites on, they may have different exclusions in there. So you really want to read that stuff as you're doing. I can't really say for everything you do this, because it does change. They do change their programs up. So make sure you're doing that due diligence before you do any of this. But really, it's simple. You go to the site and then you click on the site, and then that will bring you right into LEGO. Now, if you already have the stuff in your cart, then you can just go to your cart, click through like you normally would, pay for everything like you normally would with your credit card or whatever else. And then you would, basically what happens once they ship the merchandise out to you, then that gets credited over to the cashback site. So the cashback site, you can check on there and you can see what is out there pending and things like that. So each one has their own particular one where you can track what's on that. And I suggest that you definitely do that, because sometimes these are based off of cookies. So sometimes it doesn't always get registered in there correctly. So you want to make sure that you have that particular thing set for that. And then once you get it on there, then it takes, they have a certain period where, you know, you're in pending. Usually it's 30 days to 60 days, somewhere around there. Eventually you'll get it dumped into another bucket that you can actually get the cash back. So this one is just Rebates Me. I like this one because this actually is the best one for LEGO, at least at the time right now. But you want to, if you stick around to the end, I'm going to show you a site that I go to that just kind of does all it tells you which one is the best one. And then you can use that to kind of help you figure out which one's a good deal. But really, there's a bunch of different ones. We have Rebates Me. There's Top Cashback, which is also a pretty good one for different ones. You know, LEGO, there's Walmart, all the places that you might shop at. Max Rebates is also another good one as well. There's a bunch of different other ones that you can go to. You know, I really only use, like I said, a good handful of them, but I definitely would suggest to sign up for a bunch of them. Maybe just wait until you know which one's the best one, sign up for it, or you can just sign up, you know, anytime, and then you're ready to go. So the next time there's a sale or a deal, you're ready to just maximize all your spending on there and get the best cash back. So really, these are just sites that you want to have on as part of your online tool for getting a better deal for some of your LEGO investing needs. So it's really a good idea to sign up for all of them. Like I said, again, you know, if you go to my site, you can click on it. That would be great. If you don't, no big deal either. But if you could, that would be awesome. I get a little deal, and some of them you can get just by signing up using my link. You get some money back for that. I know that you guys have stuck around. I'm not really going to make this too long. I really just wanted to show you guys that you definitely want to use this stuff in there. So one site that you can go to that really monitors all of the different cashback site is called cashbackmonitor.com. Again, if you go to my site and you go into the cashback, I have it right up here. There's a link right here that takes you right over to the cashback monitor. But I go here first, and then I type in my store, and then it tells me who has the best rates. I mean, you can't get any more easy than that. So then you just click on through from here. That brings you right over to the Rebates Me site. Hopefully you've already signed up for it, and then you go to that site, click on through to the lego.com store or whatever store that you go into, and then you just make your purchase like you normally would, and then you get that, and then you get that back. I mean, how much easier can this be to save a little money? Now, what are you going to do with that? Another tip that I'm going to give you guys is all these sites, some of the sites will have where you get your dashboard, and it'll tell you how much you have in there. Well, when you get ready to cash it out, when it's ready to cash out, whether that's, you know, 30 days, 60 days, whatever they have on there for each one, then you can actually, some of the sites, you can actually turn that in for gift cards and get an extra, you know, maybe 1-2% just by using that gift card, like, you know, Amazon or Walmart or some of these other ones, they'll give you an extra percentage of that. So that's another way to maximize the more of the cash back by using it on those gift cards. And maybe you turn around for that gift card and then you spend it on using that to buy more Legos for your Lego investment portfolio. So really, that's the way to really maximize the cash back. Now, some of these will also, one thing that you want to keep an eye on that's really good for these is they'll have different times of the year, like certain holidays, where they'll give you double cashback percentages. So if it's, you know, say it's 2%, maybe it goes up to 4%, you know, during that period. So really just be aware of that. If you sign up for for a bunch of these, you'll get notices that you'll get, you know, those particular periods where it'll be extra money. And also on the cashback monitor site, they, you know, you can go look out there as well. You can see, you know, what they are. So, but if you're aware of it, if you know that there's a period coming up and you know you're going to buy something anyways, maybe hold off until you get more of a cashback. I mean, because it just makes more money for you. So really, that's really the best way that you can use the cashback to make a little bit extra money on your on all of your Lego investing needs. It's really, it's something that you want to do. You want to get this buy cost down. Now, I'm not telling you what to do when you buy something. If you're going to factor that into your cost, talk to your accountant or investor, or if you're like me, go through CapForge. They do small bookkeeping, and they handle a lot of Amazon and eBay and e-commerce sellers, so that's why I went with those guys. But you can talk with them. They'll give you a little bit more advice, financial advice on, you know, how to handle tracking all that as well. But hopefully you guys have found this show really helpful for you. If you wanted to grab this sheet right here, go to brickflips.com/podcast. Also check out the Lego investing resources at brickflips.com/resources. And if you've been listening to us on this podcast, if you could leave us some feedback, hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.